Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Brand It, Like Serhant Stand Out from the Crowd, Build Your Following, and Earn More Money by Ryan Serhant is a practical business guide focused on personal branding, self-promotion, and audience building. Serhant, known for his real estate career, media presence, and earlier books on selling and professional confidence, presents branding as a commercial tool rather than a decorative exercise. The book is aimed at brokers, entrepreneurs, freelancers, creators, service providers, and other professionals who depend on being remembered when a client need appears. Its central premise is that a brand is not invented from nothing. It is built by identifying the authentic qualities, skills, habits, and signals that already shape how others perceive a person, then making those signals clearer and more consistent. The purpose is practical help readers become more visible, create trust before direct contact, attract leads, build a following, and convert attention into income. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, personal brand as a recognizable commercial signal. A central idea in Brand It, Like Serhant, is that personal branding is not limited to celebrities, influencers, or large companies. For Serhant, a brand is the set of associations that makes a professional come to mind when a specific need arises. A real estate broker wants to be remembered when someone considers buying or selling property. A stylist wants to be remembered before a client books an appointment. A contractor wants to be remembered when renovation becomes urgent. This framing makes branding measurable in business terms because the goal is not general popularity, but category recall. The book treats visibility as useful only when it connects a person to a clear service, market, or outcome. That emphasis separates it from branding advice that focuses mainly on aesthetics or personality. Serhant argues that professionals already communicate a brand through their work habits, language, online presence, reliability, and public behavior. The practical task is to recognize those existing signals, remove confusion, and repeat the clearest ones consistently. In this sense, branding becomes a system for being remembered accurately, not a performance of an artificial identity. Secondly, authenticity as the starting point for differentiation. The book presents authenticity as a practical advantage rather than a vague personal value. Serhant positions the authentic self as the raw material of a durable brand because manufactured personas are difficult to maintain and often fail to create trust. The issue is not simply to be unique, since every professional has competitors who offer similar services. The issue is to identify the combination of traits, expertise, tone, background, values, and work style that makes a person distinct in a crowded field. By starting with what is already true, the brand can become more consistent across conversations, social posts, client interactions, and marketing materials. This matters because inconsistent self-presentation creates uncertainty. Potential clients may notice someone online, but still be unsure what that person does, who they serve, or why they should be chosen. Serhant links authenticity to clarity the more precisely a professional understands the impression they want to leave, the easier it becomes to communicate that impression without sounding generic. The book, therefore, treats differentiation as disciplined self-awareness applied repeatedly in public. Thirdly, social platforms as engines for trust before the sale. Brand It. Like Serhant emphasizes digital visibility because modern clients often form impressions before making direct contact. Social platforms, websites, short videos, and other public channels become places where potential customers can observe competence, style, consistency, and credibility. Serhant is especially associated with using media and online attention in real estate, so the book naturally presents social content as more than entertainment. It is a way to reduce the distance between a professional and an audience that may eventually need a service. The practical reasoning is straightforward. If someone repeatedly sees useful, relevant, and recognizable content from a professional, the first sales conversation begins with more familiarity than a cold introduction. However, the book does not frame following as an end in itself. A large audience has commercial value only if it is connected to a clear brand promise and a definable market. This makes platform use strategic rather than random. Content must help people understand what the professional does, how they think, what problems they solve, and why their presence is worth remembering. Fourthly, self-promotion as a repeatable professional discipline. The book treats self-promotion as a necessary business activity, especially for professionals whose income depends on relationships, referrals, and reputation. Serhant challenges the common discomfort around being visible by reframing promotion as a form of clarity. If potential clients do not know what a person does, what they are good at, or how to reach them, that person is not fully participating in the market. This does not mean that every message should be aggressive or self-centered. The stronger implication is that promotion works best when it is consistent, specific, and connected to service. a professional should repeatedly communicate their area of expertise, proof of work, point of view, and usefulness to the intended audience. Repetition is important because audiences are distracted and rarely act after a single exposure. In this framework, self-promotion becomes less about ego and more about distribution. The book connects branding to daily behavior posting, following up, sharing results, explaining process, staying visible, and making it easy for others to associate a name with a need. That discipline turns reputation into a business asset. Lastly, converting attention into leads, clients, and income, CERNT connects branding to revenue by focusing on the path from recognition to business opportunity. The book title explicitly links standing out, building a following, and earning more money, which reflects a sequence rather than three separate goals. First, a professional must become distinct enough to be noticed. Second, that visibility must become an audience or network that continues to pay attention. Third, the audience must be guided toward action, such as inquiries, referrals, appointments, or purchases. This structure is important because attention alone can be misleading. A person can be widely seen but commercially unclear, which produces little business value. CERNT therefore treats the brand as a bridge between public identity and lead generation. A strong brand makes it easier for clients to understand why they should engage, easier for others to refer, and easier for opportunities to compound over time. The book is most useful when read as a conversion guide. For reputation, it shows that brand strength depends not only on visibility, but on whether that visibility creates trust, memory, and commercial movement. In conclusion, brand it. Like CERNT is best suited for professionals who need to be chosen in competitive, relationship-driven markets. Real estate agents are an obvious audience because of CERNT's background, but the book also applies to consultants, freelancers, creators, salespeople, tradespeople, and small business owners who depend on reputation and referrals. Its practical benefit lies in connecting personal identity with market behavior. Readers can use it to examine how they are currently perceived, clarify what they want to be known for, use social channels with more intention, and make self-promotion a normal part of business development. Intellectually, the book reinforces a modern view of work in which expertise is not enough unless people can discover, remember, and trust the expert before they need help. Compared with many personal branding books, its differentiating feature is the direct link between brand visibility and lead generation. It is less about abstract influence and more about becoming the person a customer thinks of at the moment of need. CERNT's experience in real estate and media gives the book a commercially grounded perspective, especially for readers who want branding advice tied to sales, audience building, and income rather than image alone. If you would like to support Ryan CERNT, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.